American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms. This isn't the platinum microphone. I'm on a different microphone, so I'll call this the Car Arms golden microphone, or maybe the silver microphone, but not that it matters to you. It's just something I'm aware of over here as we're moving around and changing some studio equipment around for you, but we're on the Car Arms microphone for you here today. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance, and I'm understanding now that the response to X Insurance from you and many others around the country is beginning to grab a foothold, and their phones are ringing like crazy. Here's what I want to tell you. If you want real A-rated insurance, just like you have covering every other aspect of your life, your business, your home, your autos, your boats, your toys, whatever it may be, no matter what it is, then you need X Insurance for your concealed carry, because it's real insurance, not a third-party membership dependent on someone else who may or may not even have coverage. And if they do, it ain't even rated. And if it is rated, it's probably not A-rated. And you need to ask those questions of the people you think you have, quote-unquote, insurance from. Because I'm going to tell you right now, those member benefit plans, whichever one you have, is not going to stack up to X Insurance personal, private, superior product, AM best rated. Xinsurance.com for more information. You can reach me at marketarmedamericanradio.org should you have any further questions. There will be much, much more forthcoming about this later on before this week closes out. Today, I wanted to do a little bit of that with you, but nonetheless, I've got my dear friend with me, David Codrey. You heard me ask him on national radio yesterday if he would stay with me. He's back again today. David Codrey of warongguns.com. How you doing, brother?
Mark, it's a wonderful day out here, getting a little bit cooler. The leaves are turning color. My neighbor has a gorgeous fire bush that I can see from his driveway. I'm out here on the back porch doing what you know that I do while we go on these things. I've got a fine cigar going on.
You know, you sent me a text about that yesterday while we were on the air, and I failed to mention that to you because I was really jealous. If I could have, I would have been out there with you with a Padron and just sitting there enjoying the day. Because, you know, while it's still warm down here, it's 81 or 82 here south of that Mason-Dixon line, the humidity's going away tomorrow when we get a little cold front come through, drop the temperatures down into the 70s, 50s at night. But it's been fire weather here, you know, on and off for the in the evenings. It definitely has been fire pit weather, and we've taken advantage of that a number of times. Probably going to do it again today, David. So, yeah, starting to get a little bit of color in the leaves. It falls in the air, brother. And when fall is in the air, when there's an election in about 2.5 weeks away, 3 weeks away, you got Supreme Court nominee showing superior intellect and making the Democrats on the judiciary panel look stupid and stupider. I mean, they could make a movie about how dopey these people look. This is not going to shock you, David. I know you've been very busy, and I know you haven't had a chance to watch any of those hearings. So I'm going to ask you to trust me. But when Dick Durbin started questioning Amy Coney Barrett about her dissent, which was 37 pages of a 64-page ruling by the court, 37 of those pages were her extremely well laid out, put in historical context, dissent in the Cantor case. And Dick Durbin began questioning her as if he knew more about what she was saying than she did. And she looked at him kind of cross-eyed and explained to him exactly what it meant. And then he started talking about AK-47s and their banana clips. I could hear the laughter across the country. Does it shock you that this judicial nominee by Donald Trump is superior intellect to the boneheads on that panel when you're talking about Amy Klobuchar, Dick Durbin, Blumenthal from Connecticut, Feinstein? I mean, this is like a clown posse, David, going up against the number one in her class at Notre Dame. It's a joke.
Yeah, I was actually playing some of the hearings in the background while I was working today, and I had a chance to hear some of Klobuchar and some of Chris Coons. And what these people are doing is they're using this to raise Democrat talking points, to object to the fact that they're having this hearing at all, and to say that we ought to put it off until they get in power and they can appoint somebody who will agree with them and make the decisions they want. So here they are. They are lambasting this woman, and you're right. Her demeanor is one that it's like a good professor in college. You know, there were very few of them that I can remember, very few teachers whose names I remember simply because most of them were so mediocre. But the ones who fostered my interest because of their ability to explain things are the ones that I remember and look back on and say, you know what? That class was worth attending. And so far, her class is well worth attending.
Boy, it's such a great point. I mean, she is just schooling these. You're right. What they're doing, and this is a joke, by the way. I do not recall the gentleman's name. This morning, I saw him interviewed. I believe it was on a segment on Fox and Friends when I was moving through local news and then moving into some of the national stations. And I stopped at Fox because this individual, again, I apologize, David, and to you, listener, for not remembering his name. But he was talking about abolishing these sham hearings because this is nothing but political grandstanding, that they have been nothing but a joke for about the last 30 years plus, and that they should be abolished. They're not necessary. The individual nominee can meet with each individual judiciary committee member. They do not have to go through this process and grandstand. She can be introduced to the American people by the president. She can give a speech. None of this has to happen. And after what we saw with Kavanaugh, you know, this is I tend to agree with that, David. What do you think? The whole thing's a joke, frankly.
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution's requirement for advice and consent that defines what the format of that has to be. And as such, look, I think, though, that it does a service. You know, we can't look at this just from a partisan point of view. And obviously, they're going to try to score partisan points. Both are going to try to score partisan points. But I am a firm believer that informed Americans deserve to hear what answers they have. And I'm also a firm believer that oftentimes these justices, when they are being interviewed in these hearings, they play too coy with the answers. And I think that we can all understand that you can't comment on a pending case or you can't comment on a case that you haven't heard the facts on and all that. But there are certain fundamental constitutional principles that it should not be verboten to ask people about. This is not a pre-coronation ceremony. This is, in fact, a job interview. And we all have a vested interest in who's going to be on this court. And I don't for a second believe that Amy Coney Barrett is going to be 100% down the line with what my beliefs are. Okay, I think that she's certainly better than anything we've seen in a long time in terms of candidates for just sheer ability to present herself and to defend her opinions and things like that. But I have concerns about her, too. Okay, and I've articulated some of those concerns on my blog. But for right now, I think that she's doing a wonderful job. And I don't think that I would have to agree that you have to do away with these hearings altogether. I do think that there probably ought to be a little bit more control and moderation over the types of questions that are permitted.
Yeah, you know, the argument for is the sham. Let me give you the argument against doing away with the hearings, because we all need to see the other side in action. We need to see, we need to see what happened with Kavanaugh. The reason the Democrats are handling themselves the way they're handling themselves, or I should say the socialist, communist, Marxist masquerading as former Democrats now, the reason they're handling themselves the way they are now is because of what happened and the pushback that they got from what they did to Kavanaugh. And I it would have been a pretty safe bet that they would go after her relative to her faith and use that. They can use her faith to go after her on abortion issues, Roe v. Wade, which they are doing by attacking her positions on Roe v. Wade or what they believe are her positions and asking her questions to clarify things, without attacking her being Catholic, for example. They don't have to mention it. That's what they're doing. That's based in the format of the questions. And Americans do need to see that. However, I believe that there's a better way to do these hearings, and I believe that the committee should work a little bit better in a little bit of a different format so that we can get the same information and not have to go through this. I forget who it was up on the panel earlier this morning. I watched most of it throughout the day today. Talking about the freak show that the Democrats pulled on Kavanaugh. And that's exactly what they called it. It was a freak show. I believe it was Kennedy who called it a freak show. David, when we come back, we'll wrap up a little bit with her. There's a couple comments I want to make about her. And then I want to move you over to some of your writings. I want to talk about some of the stuff you have up on Ammo Land and what's got you so busy this week that I'm not going to be able to keep you all week long. I'm talking with David Kodrey, A War on Guns. Always fun to have David on the program. Great insight. We'll be right back with Mr. Kodrey right after these messages. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is on right now.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest. Derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents. They can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms. Now we're on the Platinum microphone. You might notice a difference. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance, a superior product to anything that's out there. If you think you have coverage, you want to think again. You need to start calling the people who you believe you have coverage through. Call their customer service. Ask them specifically who is covering you. Ask what their rating is as a carrier. And then give X a call. Because that's real insurance, specifically built, custom built for you. Not just for your CCW, but for all aspects of your life. All aspects of your life. Your business, gap insurance coverages, your toys, whatever it is. X has got you covered, and it's a superior product. You're going to want to know more about it. More about it you will know as we progress over the coming days and weeks. Lots of law enforcement covering themselves, by the way, with X right now. David Kodria, the War on Guns, welcome back, brother. There's something I want to point out about the ACB hearings today that I thoroughly enjoyed hearing. And I believe it was Lindsey Graham who, at the very outset of the hearings today, when he was talking with her, asked her if she was, in fact, a gun owner. Heller came up throughout the day and is still being discussed by the time I had to cut the hearings off. The left trying to pervert Heller, saying Scalia left everything open for more gun regulation. Her agreeing the Heller decision by Scalia did leave open regulation, but it didn't do what the left is saying for any regulation. She was defining it, narrowing it down in the context of how it was written. And it was going over and above the Democrats' heads. They just are not of her intellect. They cannot compete with her intellectually. There's no way they can do it. But what was interesting was when she answered the question from Lindsey Graham today, are you a gun owner? And the answer was yes. Now, I thought that was a great question. And I thought the fact that she is a gun owner says a lot of things. But then again, we can go to the flip side of that, David. As you know, every single one of those Democrats up there are also protected by guns, and they probably all have guns in their homes or offices, and they don't mind their own guns, but damn if you should have yours. So while it's very telling based on her writings and where we believe she stands, and I know how vetted she's been from the 2017 process to where she is today, I believe it bodes very well for gun owners that she is, in fact, a gun owner. What do you think?
You know, I agree that Scalia did leave a lot of doors open, and I wish that he hadn't. I think that he volunteered some things in his opinion that he didn't need to volunteer. For instance, questioning the M16, he basically overlooked what the Miller Court in 1934 said about people basically having the right to have weapons of war, is what the Democrats put them down as. But that's what the Miller Court essentially was deciding on. The fact that she owns a gun, again, I think that Graham did a preemptive strike with that question. I think that he knew what he was doing with that question. And her response was, yes, she has a gun, but that will not affect her decisions, that she is going to base it on, I guess, originalism and stare decisis, the precedent that we've seen before, and that one kind of upsets me sometimes because we can see a lot of bad precedent that still somehow makes it into current decisions. But again, I think that we're doing about as good as we're going to do with her, because there's going to be no savior out there. There's going to be no salvation in robes that's going to come down and give us the uninfringed Second Amendment with the militia as envisioned by the founder, where we can go home, you know, and carry around whatever we want in a public forum. We're not going to get that from the courts, and we're not going to get that from the legislature. This is something that this country is only going to get if we can get enough citizens educated and jealous of their rights. And this is a long, hard struggle. What we're trying to do right now is we are trying to, stanch the hemorrhaging that's been going on and possibly get things back on a route to where we're returning things to some semblance of normalcy where the attacks aren't as successful. Whether or not that happens, a lot of that is going to hinge on what happens in the elections in November. And rather than think that we're going to restore the court to a 5-4 or from 5-4 to 6-3, I am very, very leery of John Roberts, and I thought it was kind of funny that Chris Coons, in the little bit that I heard, was basically trying to get at her for attacking John Roberts, which, of course, she did not do. But Roberts is a great concern to me, and I find it goes right hand in hand with what you're talking about, the Democrats being over their head, when the Democrats, who when he was initially up for nomination to the bench himself, weren't for him particularly, right. And many of them had severe criticisms about how he's too conservative, and now they're using him as the benchmark for how dare you, deviate from what our champion says.
Our champion. Our new champion?
I just wonder about Roberts, Mark. No, it's like, who's got one on the guy?
Well, you should, and here's why. I know you know this, but for the benefit of listeners, I don't think we can repeat this enough, but the way I'm looking at it, and I know a lot of gun owners, I know the Second Amendment Foundation, I know Mr. Gottlieb, as you know very, very well, we're very dear friends, we chat at least 2-3 times a day about lots of different things. Some things I shouldn't know, but I do. And it's fascinating to me. When you had 10 cases up there and 5 of them were Second Amendment Foundation cases, and listeners, I'm talking about the 10 cases that were up for certiorari through the Supreme Court, seeking an actual Supreme Court day in court. And none of the Supreme Court refused. It only takes 4 justices to bring those cases before the bench, and none of them were brought. Now, David, there's 2 different ways to look at that. One with great disappointment, because we needed 2 or 3 of those cases could have cemented our gun rights for generations to come. But I'm glad that no case was taken at this point, as disappointed as I am that it wasn't, because Alito, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Thomas, as far as I'm concerned, saved the Second Amendment, because they did not know. Those 4 won a case bad, but they did not know, and they could not get any type of commitment from John Roberts which way he was going to go. And they simply were not willing to risk a case based out of New Jersey, a loss that could have given the country New Jersey-style gun control in every blue city, state, and town across the country. So you got to look at it that way, brother.
Yeah, no argument with that. And I think that the court itself, like you're implying here, shares our concerns about which way Robert's going and why.
That's absolutely clear. So look at it that way. Feel good about it. Take that away from it, gun owners. And I will say this, I do want to mention this, the Rodriguez case out of San Jose that we talked about with Alan Gottlieb in Sunday night's first hour of the Monster broadcast, which was the gun confiscation case out of San Jose, California, was sent back up for consideration for review by the Supreme Court, and it was denied cert today. They refused to hear the case. So, again, I'm not going to – I'm disappointed by that, but at the same time, with the current makeup of the court, I think those 4 justices in all of their infinite wisdom know what the hell they're doing. And they're not taking some of these cases right now for a reason. ACB on the court, I think you're going to see a radical change when it comes to what gun cases get heard. Back right after this with David Kogler.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. there's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. We've reconnected that one as we do some testing back here behind the scenes. Nothing that you'll notice, but as we're growing and building some stuff, we're just doing some of that stuff. Those of you who are listening now that normally watch the live stream on Facebook, we were unable to do that today because of what we're doing behind the scenes. You wouldn't get any audio, so why just look at me? It's better for you, and you guys know where to go to get the audio anyway. So I'm glad you're tuned in. Thanks for listening. And all of this, by the way, including online, everything is being presented to us by X Insurance. More about that coming down the pike this week. You know, Greg is going to get a big kick in this down there producing the show in Dallas for me right now, because I was talking with David Kodria before the break. And again, this might be Greg's sign of superior intellect as well. As I was pressured, it all came back to me. We were talking about Justice John Roberts And so I'm laughing about that. I'll tell you why in just a second. But about Justice John Roberts and how now that Amy Coney Barrett is more than likely better than 99.9% shot going to be on that court, I think David Kodria, waronguns.com, that we're going to see, I think we're going to see a big uptick in cases. As I was listening to her talk about Heller and explain Scalia's decision, it became apparent to me that she is going to fall right in line with that camp that is going to want to clarify some things that Heller, because what Scalia did as an originalist, as a textualist, was what he narrowed that decision was about Heller's ability, as you know Dick Heller, Dick's ability to carry a gun or keep a gun in the home. That's what the Heller decision was about. And Scalia, while he mentions in the decision other things outside the scope, he didn't rule on them, and that's what is misconstrued. People believe that that's where in the decision lies, that gun regulations, he never addressed it. He talked about it, but he put it, as she was saying, and I can't remember the actual phrase that she used, it went over my head. I will readily admit that, so I guarantee you it went over the rest of the Democrats on the panel. But nonetheless, I think she's going to be firmly in that camp with right up there with Thomas. No doubt with Gorsuch, and we know Gorsuch because he's already joined in a dissent in the Peruta case in California a couple years ago that they all felt should have been taken. So reading into that, I think she's going to fall in that camp. I think we're going to see a number of 2A cases, and I think you're going to see the Second Amendment Foundation at the forefront of that. What do you think?
Hopefully we won't see some tearful beta male recover memories from 30 years ago when he went to a high school party with her. Okay, that's what I think, you know, because I wouldn't put anything past these people.
I don't
now.
Think they're stupid enough to do that right now. I don't. And you can tell by the line of questioning right now. And hey, listen, let me throw some. I don't do this often, but I want to throw some accolades at Feinstein today. Now, I generally would never do that, but I got to hand her where it's due. And this is what makes us better than them. OK, it's why when I've said that while I disagree with virtually everything that comes out of Piers Morgan's mouth about the right to bear arms, I respect Piers Morgan because I know where he stands. Unlike Barack Obama. Now, he may be dead wrong and I don't really care what a Brit subject thinks, but I know where he stands and I respect that. And I said about Obama, if he had just come out and told us what we all know he wants to do, I'd have more respect for him. But I got to tell you, Feinstein opened up her line of questioning today, welcoming her and ask for an introduction of all of her family members and talk to her as a mother. And I know Feinstein's always got an ulterior motive, but she didn't have to do that. And it showed me that the Democrats were obviously working behind the scenes to try to let's say, take people's minds off of what they did with Kavanaugh. So I got to throw that out. I respected the fact that she did that, David.
I think that it's theater because they have to so cement in the public consciousness that they are trying to take a high road here and they are opposing this based on some grander principle. And yeah, you're right. She didn't have to do it. But I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just so jaded by these people and by the evil I've seen them perpetrate over the several decades I've been following this stuff. That I guess I'm just jaded and cynical about this stuff, Mark.
No, I am too. There's no question about it. There's no doubt your word theater is absolutely correct. That's what it was. She was doing it by design. They discussed it. It didn't just come out. She was going to take the reins. They didn't want Americans to see her attacking another woman. And the first thing she did after she did all the nice accolades with the kids and everything was go after her on Roe v. Wade. And what would you do? Would you overturn? And here again, this is where the superior intellect of ACB was on full display as she just catapulted herself so far above the minds of the leftists on that panel, that judiciary panel. It was remarkable to watch, remarkable to watch. But she is being treated at least a whole lot differently than Kavanaugh was. Now, could there be some type of surprise in the next 2 days, like you just mentioned? There obviously could be, and I don't put anything past these evil liars, and that's what they are. But nonetheless, she could have opened up a lot worse, and they didn't. So they avoided that part of the freak show anyway. All right.
Yeah, they're also very much trying to avoid the fact that they are in fact attacking her Catholic faith, but they're couching it in terms of Roe v. Wade.
Roe v. Wade, exactly.
Because they understand that there is a large Catholic contingency in this country.
Yes.
that you know, is still voting for Biden in there. They're not going to jeopardize that.
Yeah, there's also a large Catholic contingency in this country that's going to be voting for Donald Trump. You know, so speaking as a Catholic myself, I can say that assuredly. But you're correct, as I mentioned earlier in the outset, that they are couching their attack on her Catholicism through Roe v. Wade. This time around, they understand that there are some people out there that are just too stupid to figure that out. And unfortunately, those people are going to fall for that bait and drink that Kool-Aid. Can I shift gears to you, to The Rock, for just a minute?
Right. Go ahead. Let's talk this guy.
All right, this guy, charismatic movie star, actor, wrestler. He's a good orator. He's you know, as I said, he speaks very well. He has a fan following, but he's nothing more, as far as I'm concerned, another dopey Hollywood idiot, and I couldn't care less what he thinks about anything other than a movie that he's doing. And The Rock is out there now, and you've got a piece, The Rock Redefines Anti-Gun Left as Centrist with Biden-Harris Endorsement. Tell us about this clown.
Well, basically, you know, he's a guy, and the reason I wrote this, because I agree, who cares what another Hollywood dope says? Okay, but this guy is more than another Hollywood dope. This guy is an A-lister who has, for the last year or so, been rumored very favorably to be considering entering politics himself. Okay? And even with his name associated with going for the presidency. And when you have millions and millions of followers like he does, this is now more than just Cher or some Hollywood dope saying something where we know they're going to say something. This is a person who is going to, I think that he was auditioning for an entrance into politics. He knows that, you know, there's going to be so long that you can do action movies, but then guys like Stallone, you know, they're getting older. Guys like Schwarzenegger, he went into politics. Guys like Jesse Ventura, he went into politics. And it's just that this seems like this is just the perfect entrance for this guy to then take all these rumors about him going into politics and all the favorable ratings for him going into politics. You know, the voters, they don't care so much about the issues as, oh, look, this is The Rock. I'm going to vote for him because I like him, because he seems friendly and he seems like, you know, a guy that I want to admire, and he seems heroic, and I confuse him with the characters that he plays on screen. And when he came out for Biden and Harris, what he was doing was he wasn't just coming out for the people, even though that's the way he couched it. He was coming out for their agenda. And their agenda is basically to eviscerate the Second Amendment. And I find, for a guy who and I used a picture from one of his movies that I got from his Facebook page, with him holding a machine gun, okay, looking very heroic and stern, ready to, you know, use this weapon of war.
And it is,
and
because
it,
if I'm not mistaken,
it's just typical Democrat hypocrisy.
And I'm not kidding, but if I'm not mistaken from the photograph that I saw, I don't have it in front of me, forgive me, but it was an M60, if I'm not mistaken. It was actually a weapon of war. So you're right. Great analysis on that. I want to go back to The Rock when we come back, and then we'll move on. Talking with David Kodrea of the War on Guns, waronguns.com. We'll be right back.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time.
You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. It's the fastest hour in radio. All I can do is apologize to you for that. There's not much I can do about it. You know, I've asked the guys at the network, can we get more time? Can you extend the clock, but, you know, it just is what it is. Time just does what it does, and it flies right by. Fastest hour on radio, no doubt. Great conversation. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying bringing it to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios with David Kodria, and, of course, we're on the Platinum Car Arms microphone, and all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. Great products over there. Superior products, much like Amy Coney Barrett over the Democrats. X's product is superior to anything you might have or might even be considering. And I want you to ask some questions. Start with, who's insuring what you think you have? Who is it? Because the membership benefit companies are not insuring anything. So make sure you ask that question. And then if they tell you a name, ask what their AM Best rating is. That's what tells you the quality of the product that you have or might be considering. Then you want to give X a call because they're superior as an AM Best rated actual insurance company than any of those programs out there. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, PulseTV.com/armed, A-R-M-E-D, for all cool things over there. I've got new spots coming out for you. You're going to like some of the new products we have. You can text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. MyPillow.com, simple. Promo code AAR. GunBroker.com, it's free. Sign up. Doesn't cost anything. No-brainer. Defender Coffee, I'm drinking it right now in the studio. Didn't cost me anything. Saved money on the free shipping. And the profits that I pick go to the Second Amendment Foundation, another face plant, face palm, no-brainer. North American Arms, Sadie Sweat coming back with the show on us on this Sunday coming up. And I think that covers us for right now. I think we're good. Let's go back to David Kodria. David Kodria, welcome back, brother.
Always good to be with you, Mark.
Always a pleasure. You want to? We want to put an exclamation point on the rock before we move on to something else.
I thought it was an audition, and what he was telling the Democrat Party was, "I am ready to support all of your talking points and all of your issues, and you will have my name, my charisma, my fan base, my following, and it's just a marriage of synergy, and I can go on and I can fulfill my political ambitions, and with my face leading your effort in some test places. I don't know what he's going to go for, but I will be surprised. And we'll have to check back in a few years and see whether or not The Rock has entered politics."
Yeah, you know, the guy doesn't scare me in any way, shape, or form. He wouldn't concern me if he were trying to primary Trump. He wouldn't concern me if he were running, you know, trying to enter politics. He just doesn't concern me. I don't. While they got millions of followers.
Mark, let me disagree with you, guy, because he is the number one box office in China, okay? Which dwarfs the American market. This guy has so many millions of fans, so many people that he influences, and I never, ever, ever would dismiss him being a threat who would be able to knock somebody off just on the basis of the way I have seen the American people abase themselves to star power.
Yeah, I won't disagree with that. Suffice to say, I'll say that I have more faith in Americans than they will let star power make that decision for them. But, you know, we can go to Jesse Ventura. We can go to Terminator for the same thing. We can go to Arnold for the same thing. So, yeah, there's absolute merit in what you're saying. But I just, for me personally, I don't see that as a concern. However, I don't want to dismiss anything. I'm just letting you know how I feel about that. Let's go now to China. I'm glad you mentioned that. Switching to those of you in Arizona, Mark Kelly is a liar. He is like the rest of the liberal gun grabbers, the socialist, communist, Marxist running former Democrats. They are not talking about their gun control issue in the states that they want to win or think they need to win the White House, because they know it's a loser situation. So they're talking about health care issues. They think they can sway you there because they think you're stupid. Having said that, Mark Kelly is doing the same thing in the most gun-friendly state, by laws anyway, Arizona. And he's not running on his gun control agenda. He's lying about that. That's called a lie of omission. We can talk about that if Dave would like to go into it in detail. But he's also got his finger in China's pots, or is it the other way around? And he's avoiding that as well. You've written about that, too. What's up with this cat? This guy's just this guy's terrible.
Yeah, essentially, I'm saying that as long as he's going to be focusing on issues other than guns, let's look at issues other than guns, and let's look at the fact that he's got some business dealings that have allowed him to go from being a civil servant, if you will, an astronaut and a retired military officer, to becoming a wealthy man. And the wealth is due to his business dealings with China. And yet here we have Arizona has some good defense contracts with Taiwan, which, you know, is poison to the People's Republic. They don't want to have anything to do with even recognizing Taiwan. And so my concern is, look, you know, as long as we're going to not be talking guns, let's talk about other things that are important to Arizonans, like the economy, and let's talk about the trade deals for weapon systems with Taiwan, including Raytheon missile systems in Tucson and Boeing's AH-64 Apache helicopters made in Mesa. Okay, and where do you stand on this, Mark? While you are doing business with companies that are owned by the People's Republic, because that's who owns the companies in China, ultimately. So let's take a look at how are you tied in with the American interests? Why don't you tell us some things about this? And of course, you know, it does also go back to the whole gun issue, because China has condemned U.S. gun ownership as a human rights violation, and Kelly, behind the scenes with his wife and the Giffords organization, they are behind so many different gun grab efforts in this country, including They are endorsing someone that Ammoland should be releasing my piece on, this Kansas Senate candidate Democrat who has endorsed Australian-style gun confiscation. Okay, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. So let's get it out there, Mark Kelly. Let's see. You know, why don't you make some statements about these wonderful Arizona trade deals with Taiwan? I dare you. Okay.
Well, he won't. There's another publication out there that is referring in their aggregator headlines as racist, Mark Kelly. You know, the race over there with McSally is tightening up. And I hope to God that Arizona does the right thing, that the Californication of Arizona is not complete when it comes to the Senate over there with a move now that would work with what's her name, Sinema. Right, Kirsten.
And here's the thing: McSally cuts her own throat because she's out there bragging about how she gets along so well with Sinema and has such a good bipartisan rating. And you got to wonder what the hell is going on with the Arizona GOP, where they give us a John McCain, they give us Jeff Flake, who came out for Biden, for God's sakes. Okay,
well, that's the problem. The Republicans have always had that problem, David. They don't know how to play dirty in the sandbox. The Democrats get up when they leave; they kick sand in your face. And the Republicans sit there and whine like Lindsey Graham used to do. He's not as bad now. Well, the Democrats are throwing sand in my face, but that's okay. At least their nominee is somebody that is actually rated good by the Bar Association. While I disagree with everything she's ever written, she'll get my vote. You know, you got to wonder. I don't think that would happen today. But nonetheless, they know how to play dirty, and hopefully the GOP is figuring it out. Hey, David Kodia, thanks. I'm not going to put you on the spot on radio again today. But I do want to bring you back at least one more day this week. I just know how busy you are. David.
Yeah, I got like four articles for Ammoland that I'm working on, one, and three others I got to start on.
Perfect. David Kodria, War on Guns. Thanks, David, for everything you do. Hey, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow. In the meantime, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. You never know who's going to be here.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.